video I don't of a channel that I don't even watch or have heard of, and it was about the bassist Preston Crump, which is the bassist on a lot of Outkast albums, and I found myself kind of watching the video and watching him play the songs live and just kind of learning it as I go, and was able to pick it up pretty quickly. And so yeah, just having fun on my instrument and trying to find new music, but it kind of seems like the old stuff is new to me. Back to you, Chris. Thank you.
Node 5. One,
yeah, hey,
two,
gotta love all that
five,
old funk stuff.
Three,
and,
seven,
especially for
time
me.
Out.
Sounds like a lot of fun there, learning a new instrument. And, yeah, lots of great bass players to check out. Of course, Bootsy Collins, but that's a new one for me, the one you mentioned from Outkast. So I'm jotting that down. Thanks for joining us tonight. And I got your call corrected on the list here, KR4's NZN. There we go. Next on the list, KC4ZYC. Welcome to the net. What's the last music you acquired? I'll just say acquired instead of all that other stuff.
Yeah, hey, Chris. V3RWJ, KC4ZYC. Missed you last week. We did enjoy the sounds of silence, no pun intended, but anyway, glad to hear you on the net this week. It would have to be the album Help Me Stranger by the Raconteurs, which is one of Jack White's projects, among many. Has he done solo work, but he's also was with White Stripes. I believe the band The Dead Weather, and also the Raconteurs. And I have Help Me Stranger by the Raconteurs on vinyl. A Third Man Records vinyl, by the way. And with my moves over the years and my old son stereo falling apart, I haven't had a chance to put it on the turntable and listen to it. But I'm sure it sounds good. One of these days, I keep telling myself that, but one of these days... Yeah, I'll get my stereo resurrected and get a decent receiver / amplifier and look at the rest of the system, and I should be good to go. Probably going to get something along the lines of NAD. That's one of the things I'm eyeing. There's a nice audio salon here in town, but they're only open the weekdays. So a lot of good high-end gear there. I can't remember what the name of it was right at the hand, but right off the top of my head, but I'll think we'll at least expect it. Back over to you, the E3RWJ, KC4ZYC.
All right, NAD. Boy, I haven't thought of them in a while. If I'm not mistaken, they're Canadian, but I do remember they're known for simple interfaces. Their stuff is usually nice and straightforward. Anyway, great about that Raconteurs album. Bet it'll sound great when you do get it going, when you are able to spin it. And thanks for joining us tonight. Last week's net was the subliminal edition of the Sounds Good net. So I hope some of you did catch it. Maybe you dreamt about it later. Victor Echo 3, Golf Mike Kilo, you're up next. Welcome to the Sounds Good Net.
Good evening, call upon a net. You're only probably going to ask what the last music net is I listened to. Well, it's basically a mixture of all. The system I use is basically Yamaha NF4A, and the speakers are NF51L51. That's my primary stereo for now. I'm rebuilding one now, Yamaha NSF 9800, 400 watt stereo. That'll be my bedroom stereo.
2, 5, 3, 7, timeout.
All right, 1200 watts in the bedroom. Hope you're copying me okay. You started to break up there, but sounds like you're a big fan of the Yamaha gear.
Yamaha and Kenwood, what can I tell you? The reason for the Pioneer, the NSF 9800, it was my brother's old stereo, and he passed away back in 1996, and it's being rebuilt, kept, and just put in safe storage like the bedroom so nobody can touch it.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but great you're keeping it going. And thanks for joining us tonight. All right, we keep having lots of network issues, so I'm just going to throw it open to anyone. Anyone have any last comments or anything for the net? Otherwise, I'm going to wrap it up, I think. Last comments, check-ins, anything else for the Sounds Good Net? Please go ahead. V3RWJ.
KC2SHO.
And WB.
Okay, okay. I don't let you call me or not, but that's not a problem. I'll just be listening tonight. I haven't downloaded anything in some time. It's okay, stuff QV.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, we called you a while ago, but I guess you were busy there. I know you visit lots of nets, so thanks for visiting this one tonight. Okay, we did get Mike and John in there. John, KC2SHO, go ahead.
Real quick, first time using QSO1. How's the audio?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Hey, my closing comment is, you're only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying.
All right. Great tune. Mike, KM6WB, go ahead.
Just a quick comment for Patrick. Well, Patrick, if you're digging the Western Swing stuff, you're probably well aware of Asleep at the Wheel. Really cool live and some smoking musicians. You know, it's in the Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys kind of thing, you know, the Western Swing. Anyway, I'm sure you know about them, but I just wanted to suggest checking out their catalog. They had a ton of records out, and they tour, and good band. Asleep at the Wheel. All right, back to that. KM6WB. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks, John. Yeah.
Oops. Who the heck was that?
KD9UQE. When you get a chance, Chris, I have a comment for you on the blind ham thing.
1, 2, 5, 3.
Oh, sure, go ahead. KD9UQEV3RWJ.
Oh, roger that, thank you. I've done just checking for recent feature additions with QSL1, and Frank, this developer, he's very cued in with the need for blind hams to be able to use the app, and the biggest thing about QSL1 that works for me is its persistence. Once you've opened the app, it is, if you can see the PTT button, which is very large and tactically easily to select, it's going to lock you in on the net and keep you there regardless of what your Android phone is doing. He's looking for other blind hams to help him develop the features in QSL1, including the voice operation and voice reader. It's going to be part of the Netrunner aspect for the tool. But if you are a blind ham and you want to access any of these modes, we're talking M17 to All-Star Net. Frank is actively looking for blind hams to help him develop this. KD9UQE.
All right, great to know. I'm part of a big network of blind hams, so once word gets around, he'll have lots of people to beta test, including me. I'm definitely going to try it, on Windows at least. All right, thanks a lot for that. Much appreciated. And if there's nothing else, that'll be it for tonight's edition of the Sounds Good Net. Sorry for all the packet loss and network issues. Can't really do much about that other than hope that next week goes smoother. So, thanks to everyone for checking in. We had some great music mentions and some people I'm going to check out for sure. So, thanks to everyone for participating. The Sounds Good Net will be back next Monday at 8 Eastern on many of these networks. I am good on QRZ. If you have feedback, topic suggestions, anything to do with the net, just look me up and send me an email. Again, my call sign is Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet, the 3RWJ. Let me break. And we do have a groups.io group. So if you like swapping news stories and other bits of information between nets, if you're on groups.io, just look for Sounds Good, all one word, Sounds Good. It's not busy. We won't fill your inbox with stuff. It's fairly quiet, actually, so there is that as well. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back next Monday. This has been the Sounds Good Net 73.
Chris, and I hope I get a chance to talk to you on the side about that. If there's anything I can do to, as far as the accessing to get you connected with Frank, I'm certain he would love to talk with you. KD9UQE.
Yep, I've got the book. I've got the website bookmarked, so I'll be checking it out. Thanks a lot, 73V3RWJ.
Hey, Chris, this is Victor at the Sea Charms Nothing Zoo. I just want to say, no, we spoke the other day, I think. Yeah, we did. And, yeah, 73 was, it ended up being pretty good. I did switch to the Canada Bus, that's where we called before. When you're having technical difficulties, I think I did call to check in before, but then I called again, and of course you heard me that time, but yeah, I think I did call before, and then I called, of course, the time when I called the second time, and everything was fine that time. So yeah, it'll be a good night. I don't know what time you're on, so we can talk from time to time.
Yeah, I tend to monitor the Blind Hams Network during the day, kind of just while I'm doing things. I have it on in the background a lot, and I talk to Don, a couple Dons on there, and a few other people. So that's usually where I'm hanging out. There's another net tomorrow night at 7. The Absolute Tech Net is tomorrow night, so you might want to check that one out, too. All right, catch you later, Andrea, and catch everyone else later, V3RWJ.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate the work that you put into it. High point of my week listening to your nuts, KD9UQE.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Next time, maybe tomorrow or something, it'll be 73. Now, this is Victor Echo 3, Charlie Bravo Zulu.
KM6WB from NT9A. If you're still there, thanks for that suggestion. I will definitely be checking out Asleep at the Wheel. I have not heard of them.
Yeah, hey, Patrick. Yeah, they've been around for decades.
where did, I'm trying to think, they've had a couple, I am a huge Pedal Steel fan, and they've had a couple of good ones, and I can't remember her name, probably the current one. Anyway, really good stuff, and really fun to see live, but yeah, a lot of records out, and been on the scene for decades. Cool band. Back to you.
Awesome. I'll definitely be checking it out. And, yeah, if you have any other good